That's good. Start with a laugh, because that's kind of how it started. So we're sat in the lobby of the hotel. Very nice hotel, this Russell Square. I wish I'd stayed here overnight.
The Russell Hotel. Yeah.
And it's the night after. It's the morning after the night before. And I'm sat here. I've got Peg Leggan, otherwise known as Genevieve Smith Noons, from Dorothy Stringer School, Brighton.
That's right.
I noticed somebody tweeted something last night about Dorothy's school. Somebody referred to as Dorothy. So
hilarious.
So was that the first Raspberry Jam that you've been to?
It is my first Raspberry Jam, yes.
And it was the first one I've been to in London.
Oh.
And, you know, Leon has posted a video online this morning, which I've watched, and it's an hour long. And, oh, my goodness, I'm watching it. It just looks like Alan talking all the way through.
No. You were a very good MC, and you needed to fit in with the tech failures that were going on.
I didn't.
You're very smooth, by the way. But
I was conscious because we had a few speakers lined up, and they were plugging into a TV, and we had laptops, and all, and things didn't just work straight, which we're used to.
Yeah.
But I was just conscious.
But it was
the
audience, though, wasn't it? You were entertaining the audience, basically, which was
I was just conscious there were 60 people sat there, and I didn't want them sitting there for 5 or 10 minutes, so I went wah.
You did all your funny stories. Yeah. It was very good.
So we started off. We had about half an hour within when we first got there, and we got people to fill in the post-it notes, stick the post-it notes around the room. Did you get to fill one in?
I did.
Oh, you did. All right.
I did. I filled a few in. Yeah.
What did you put on yours? Then?
On the one sort of why did I come to find out what Raspberry Pi is.
Right.
So I don't
okay.
really know. I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know the kind of phenomena
right.
of it.
Okay.
And then to meet other people, I just didn't realise it would be 99% blokes.
Well, no. Did you say blokes?
Yeah.
I met 5 ladies other than you last night there.
There was 5 in total.
Yeah, there was 5 in total. Okay.
That's not many out of 60.
It's not.
Come on, ladies.
No, yeah. And there were some children there as well.
I know, that was actually pretty cool.
There weren't any girls, though.
No. But then again, you might not want to take your little 13-year-old girl into central London.
Yeah, on a
school night.
Yeah, on a school night, yeah. It was... I'm still buzzing now.
It was
such a vibe.
It was really good vibe. Yeah. It was like being at like a kid's party for adults.
Yeah, it was great, yeah.
And the guy that fell over the big beanbag thing, that was...
Yeah, that was funny, yeah. Because at that point, somebody had said something. I can't remember what it was. You can look at it in the video. But somebody had said something, and I said something else back. And I thought, oh, this is going to shock somebody. And this guy fell over a beanbag. Yeah. So...
it was quite funny.
So we had... 7:30 till about 8 o'clock was just people networking, talking to each other. Then we had the talks, which was an hour long.
Yeah.
So we had me, and then me, and me, and me, and me. But we also had...
Me?
Genevieve. You were first on, actually.
I was, I know. Yeah. A bit of a shock.
So you got to promote your hack day.
My hack day. Thank you for that, for letting me plug it. That was really cool, actually.
The hack day that's happening on the 6th of July.
6th of July, and it's more of a hack of a hack day.
Yes.
That's how I sell it.
Yeah. That's good. Rehashing.
Yeah.
And then we had Neil Ford as well. He talked about he'd been at the FSC hack, which was the Field Studies Council hack, and he was talking about how he was setting up the Raspberry Pi as
that
a server.
That was pretty
in the
field. Cool.
Deep. Yeah.
Except that he didn't mention how it couldn't, about the casing for waterproofing.
Ah,
that was one of the questions I wanted to ask. But so if anyone knows, let us know.
Yeah. And we also had, his name is gone just for a moment. He'll come back to me. From the Riscos group. We had 5 people from the Riscos group.
They were cool.
Yeah,
they were like proper hardcore geeks.
And what I thought was funny is afterwards, I was going around and said to people, so what are you going to do with your Raspberry Pi? And they were saying, Riscos. Everybody's saying Riscos.
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, I like the mouse controls as well. You forget about that, though, don't you? Actually, how that was just embedded into the operating system.
I felt bad for John Bevan, because he was Bevangelist on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was demonstrating the...
It worked, thimble. Didn't it?
It did. But just, again, because we'd plugged lots of different kit
in... I didn't
in.
Notice yeah. that, though.
Ah, okay.
From an audience perspective, you say you noticed it, and obviously because probably John told you.
Yeah, I was a bit more on edge about making sure...
But actually, to be honest, I just thought they were setting up. It didn't seem like anything at all, really. But yeah, it was very good. The thimble thing I thought, because obviously I used Hackasaurus a couple of years ago, and I've been using
it. Which is a great tool.
It's very much like that, except this kind of thimble...
Takes you through step by step.
Yeah.
Try and do this.
Actually, and you can just rip a stuff apart, and it's got loads of helps. And I like the code kind of thing. There's another one that does that as well.
Yeah.
And I can't for the life of me remember.
But don't worry. And we've got 10 seconds left. Do you know what? I thought the best bit of it all was that after 9 o'clock, we'd had all the talks. Everybody just went off to different corners. And
it was good.
There was a guy with a next to the glass chess set.